So today then we are talking about North Yorkshire Connect, which is a fairly new online resource, and it's giving people of all different ages, all different professions, access to find out what is going on in North Yorkshire that they wouldn't otherwise have known about. And here to talk to me about it I have Julie Blaisdell. Hello, Julie.
Hello. Hi, Beth.
So tell me what your role is then in relation to North Yorkshire Connect.
Okay, so my job title is Assistant Director, Library Customer and Community Services, and I work for North Yorkshire County Council. And I think there's sort of clues in the title there. Certainly libraries are places where people go to find out information, obviously. And also from the customer point of view, we're really excited that, you know, North Yorkshire Connect is really going to plug people in to what's going on in their local community. So it's a fantastic resource. It does mean even if you don't have a computer at home, you can still go into your local library and people there will show you how to get online with it. But it's 24/7 availability, and it really sets out the richness, I think, of everything that's going on in North Yorkshire. It's a fantastic county, as we know. Huge numbers of groups and organisations all doing amazing things. But it can be a bit bewildering, and what this has done, this directory has brought all of that together. So if you're out there in Scarborough or Harrogate, you know, you want to find out about your local lunch club or your baby club or whether there's a brownie pack near you, you can use North Yorkshire Connect to find out all about those things, you know, where your nearest one is, what hours it's open, you know, what the criteria are, and really, you know, plug yourself into what's going on in your local community. It's a fantastic opportunity.
You mentioned there that North Yorkshire has a certain richness in diverse amounts of things that are going on.
Yes.
How does that compare to other counties, do you think? Have we got more than other counties, in your opinion?
I think so, but then I'm a bit biased. I do actually. I think it is part, because I have worked in other places. I do think it's part of North Yorkshire's makeup. It's in our DNA here. I think we're the sort of place where people like to set things up and do things for themselves in their communities. And there's an abundance of things happening. I'm always really impressed. I mean, we've got 42 libraries in North Yorkshire, and, you know, 33 of those now are run by local communities, and the things that are going on are just incredible. And there's like knit and natter clubs, there's even in, you know, places like Norton in Malton, near Malton, there's even like how to spin your own wool and make your own, you know, do your own. It's incredible. So I think, you know, this is a great opportunity if there's a particular area of interest and that you want to get involved in, you can go online and you know, it's a way of meeting like-minded people, isn't it?
And from a point of view of somebody who needs something to do, they might be really specific. Yeah. So they might, you know, I know you mentioned baby club. There might be an exact day when they need to find a group of mums so they can, you know, talk baby stuff. Or it might more broad. You know, they might want to do something. They feel like they need something else to do.
Yeah.
What sort of an experience is it from their point of view? How easy is it to navigate?
Well, I think we think it's been put together very, very sort of, you know, it's been done from a customer perspective. So we've done a lot of work on what we call customer journey mapping, which means that we would go in from the point of view of the individual, as you've described. It's not about us saying, oh, well, we've done this directory, now you have to come and find us and look it up and use our sort of navigation. We're actually putting all of the sort of tools in place so that it's very, very intuitive from the customer's point of view. And as an authority, we're doing things much more based around customers. We're really saying, actually, if we want to reach out and help people get the services and the information they need, we need to approach it from the point of view of that person. So we do quite a lot of focus groups and you know, take very detailed account of whether or not people are finding things easy or otherwise, and adjusting the way that we're doing things accordingly now. It's very much part of our ethos now within the modern council approach we've taken.
And how did you find all the different groups that want to tell everyone about their activities? Because there must be hundreds, if not thousands, and thousands of these groups.
Yeah. Yeah, there were, and also what I'm sure, you know, there were lots and lots of different databases with different groups on them, and some groups were on more than one database. So one of the great things about North Yorkshire Connect and the work that's gone into it, real spade work, and real teamwork as well. You know, a lot of partners and agencies have been involved because everybody has said the same thing. We've all been chasing, if you like, this sort of rainbow, which is we want one directory that's going to be reflective of all the groups and organisations. So bringing those together was a bit of a mammoth task, actually, but it has happened. And now we've got a directory, I think it's fair to say, that everybody wants to be part of and involved in. And I think that's been the real success factor of this directory, actually, that it's cut out some duplication, but it's also given the onus and the ownership to the groups themselves to make sure that they're represented in there. So all the detail is actually their detail that they've put on.
That's good, isn't it? Because sometimes translated by somebody else, it might not give quite the right impression. Well, I've had a look at it, northyorkshireconnect.org.uk. It's very smart. It looks very good. It's very simple to use. So what would your final parting words be to somebody who thinks they have a little bit more room in their life for a bit of an extra activity or starting a new hobby or meeting a group of new people? What would you say to those people?
Well,
Julie?
I would say obviously get online through www.northyorkshireconnect.org.uk. And also get yourself down to your local library, because I think you'd be quite amazed at what's going on down there and some of the things that you could get involved with as a volunteer or just participate in some of those activities, because there's a big amount of stuff going on out there in these communities in North Yorkshire and people need to get connected into those.
Julie Blaisdell, thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth, and a pleasure to speak to you.